Off the ball
on News Talk.
In association with the Air Sport app, allowing you to cast your favourite sporting action from your tablet or mobile phone straight to your TV. Off the ball.
Bag.
Off the ball.
Bag.
Okay.
Can I start by urging caution?
Welcome to the slot that gets us all fired, everybody.
Yeah. What's on that script?
Like, all I'm saying is that Ger's looking at JP with a hint of, are you sure?
Welcome, Off the Ball Baggers, to our weekly technical review group. It's where you get to rate the show over a range of criteria, including our vision and hosting concept and our ability to deliver a rich fan experience. Off the Ball Bag at offtheball.com is where you'll get us by email. Lagging behind France and South Africa this week are Adrian Barry, Dave McIntyre and Owen Sheehan. First out of the blocks is Evan O'Donnell. He writes, "Dear Off the Ball Baggers, love the show, but there's one problem. Please tell Kevin to stop using the word penetration while talking about a team's attack during commentary. It brings back memories of sex education. It can only progress to him saying such stuff as, their attack only lasted a few seconds, but in or I have one more thing to say. Ayo. From Evan O'Donnell." This might be censored afterwards, I'm being told. They're going to fix this in post. If you, there was a lot of stuff bleeped out there, it's because...
Because there needed to be.
Well, I don't think anybody uses the word penetration in sex education. Like, I think penetration is kind of... It's kind of a word that's used in the vernacular outside of the classroom, isn't it?
Your, like, sex education would have been...
A bit more recent than ours. Yeah.
That's what I was trying to
demonstrate. The fact that he had sex education definitely puts me in the shade.
But I'm basing that opinion on that video that kind of does the rounds every few months of that relatively middle-aged lady saying, this is how sex works. And she's like, you place it in the thing and she goes like this. And then...
You've done the traditional finger through a hole.
Yeah, but then somebody edited it since it's gone to the internet, and it's like she keeps repeating it, and it becomes quite funny if you do watch it. But I realise that I've explained it here, and it's not funny at all.
Like, is there a punchline or something?
Right, Siegfried the Great writes, "Lads, I realise Off the Ball has a rich history of bandwagon jumping, but 3 bits on baseball in 7 days, even by your standards, that's massive overkill. Despite the massive misnomer World Series, this is glorified rounders played by a handful of countries that will only have been watched by insomniacs who happen to be awake at all hours. It's also telling that every time Off the Ball does something on baseball, the movie Moneyball gets mentioned in every other sentence. You lot don't know anything about the sport, so stop pretending to care about it." From Siegfried the Great.
Can I just say that isn't that all sort of slightly contradictory, that stop covering baseball? Oh, and by the way, you don't know anything about it.
No, like, that's. I think it's like...
Is that not what they're saying?
No, it's you're a bunch of bandwagon gits who don't care or know anything about this. And you,
so hang on a
you
second.
Betray your knowledge, you betray your knowledge and ignorance by having this single trope that you relentlessly beat over the head. Oh, this is Moneyball, except it's a slightly better version of the Moneyball. Not the movie, the book.
Okay, enough of those Nathan impressions. Like, so, but
did
every
you do,
other week...
Did you do a piece on baseball this week?
No, but every other week we do... every other week we get somebody writing into us to say, here, will you stop covering just rugby, GA and soccer? Could you, like, possibly cover some other sports? And now is somebody writing into us saying, oh, stop covering this other sport because you're not as properly up to speed on as I am.
Did we do 3 World Series bits?
Also, nobody cares that we did do 3, yeah.
That
but, like,
seems
the Astros
a lot.
One was... Not really a baseball bit. Actually, I didn't hear it. So
this thing about the team that's just won the World Series of baseball isn't really about
no,
baseball.
No, but the point was about your man Ben Reiter had predicted that the Astros were going to win the World Series 2 years before they won the World Series, and they put it on the front of the magazine. And that was kind of what the story was about, rather than, like, as I said.
The story on them winning the World Series, I can see why we would have done that bit. It is pretty amazing. They were the worst team in baseball no more than 3 or 4 years ago, would comfortably be the worst record, and they've won the World Series for the first time, having played in both leagues.
I made the point on OTBAM this week. It's a brand new breakfast show that we're doing
every
day.
Where does that live,
Ger? It lives on social. You've got to follow us on Facebook or on Twitter, and next week you'll be able to get it on our YouTube account. And there's an audio-only feed coming for those people who just want to listen and run to work, or, you know, you're driving.
On
you
your
can't
bike
be
or whatever, you can't really
and to make the multi-million pound investment in a TV studio completely pointless.
Just turn on the... Shut up, Owen. Just turn on your notifications so we can let you know anytime we go live on Facebook or indeed on Twitter, except they don't have those, do they?
I don't know. Are you about to make a point now?
Yeah.
You give him 1 week. No, I'm not. The co-hosting duties for one week. And he turns into an asshole.
Slapped around.
Wow.
Slapped
Jesus,
around.
The ego Shane. Where does this come from?
He's getting kicked back to sidekick next week. Yeah. I am about to make a point. Watching baseball last week for the first time in ages, and I made this point on OTBM during the week. The strike zone is now actually up for every pitch. The imaginary strike zone. There's now like a little rectangle.
Has it not always been there?
No. Like I was saying, when did this happen? Because it completely transforms your experience. Like,
for as long as I've been watching baseball, I can remember it being there.
How long are you watching it?
10 years.
And no. Not for every pitch.
JP is nodding his head.
Live and in advance of the...
Yeah, while the guy's throwing the wrong channel.
Because this was the first time I'd seen it. And somebody during the week said, about this time last year was the first time they'd seen it.
Ah, definitely not. Look, I'm just plucking time periods out of my whatever. But it definitely longer than that.
Really?
Ah, yeah.
It transforms your viewing experience. Like, I understand this thing.
I was in the States for the World Series like 6 years ago when the Cardinals beat the Rangers, and they had it then.
Yeah, like he says, you know nothing about baseball. He's completely correct. We probably know nothing about baseball, but we can talk about shit we don't know about. That's completely fine.
Well,
we've just demonstrated for the last four minutes with Shot Tracer.
Well, there we go. And also, we know more than one cultural reference to Moneyball. Like, I've watched Bad News Bears as well, so we know two cultural references to baseball. So, you know, screw you and your telling us that we're one-dimensional in our cultural references.
Siegfried the Great.
Siegfried.
And a few ESPN 30 for 30s as well.
Do you know
who is them?
Do you know who Siegfried the Great is?
No.
A tiger from Vegas who mauled somebody. He mauled the two.
Speaking of shit we don't know anything about.
Those two.
Was
Siegfried the Great mauled by a tiger? Is that the other way around?
This is up there with your baseball.
And you accuse Owen of leading us down cul-de-sacs.
Right. Apparently we're gas lads, but not in a good way. An anonymous texter says, "Yous are gas lads. You laud players for sledging and trash talking, but slate Conor McGregor. Exactly what type of insults do you object to using? It's not just McGregor who is out of order. Stop promoting this behaviour in sports that ye follow." This was sent in after National Treasure John Giles went rogue and dragged the show down into the gutter last night.
I want to hear more about you and Bremner winding up your lads in the other team.
Well, Bremner was always very funny. Bremner was great character on the pitch, you know. I mean, I remember playing Manchester City one time and I got into a bit of a deal with Franny Lee. You know, Franny was...
Man City
lad. And Franny could dish it about, but I got in and as it happened, the players crossed, you know, first person off was Mike Summerby. Do you remember Mike Summerby?
He
could get stuck in as well.
Right.
You know, my reaction was, you keep your fucking nose out. You see? And Billy says, have you seen the size of his nose, wee man? You see? But that type of stuff.
So a touch of good nature about it, but a bit of an edge, obviously.
There was an edge to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but a bit of humour.
Following John's F-bomb, which one listener likened to hearing your girlfriend farting for the first time, the show quickly spiralled out of control. Michael N. Swords writes, "What the shit are you lads playing at? Tonight's show is filthier than Dave McIntyre's hard drive."
That is a scandalous.
You're not denying it, though.
That's an outrage.
It is scandalous because you've dragged everything from the hard drive onto that laptop.
No, I don't. I wipe it clean on a daily basis.
Okay. Right, so anyway, obviously it would be a crass move to replay all the swearing from last night, so while the room settles down, that's what we're going
to
do.
Anyway, goes up to Joey Goodjohnson and he says, "You're shit, your teammates are shit." Bellamy was just across the board to anyone. He didn't give a shit about who he was up against. Yeah,
that's complete it's complete and utter so Europa League is on. I don't usually do Thursdays. Do we read out the Europa League scores?
Yeah,
I
see. Joe!
What the hell?
Right.
Joe Malloy.
Perfect.
That was all live.
I don't normally do Thursdays.
and
won't be doing them again.
What the hell happened to him? That's just unlike anything Malloy has ever delivered.
Very out of character.
It was catching.
Apparently he was very giddy and John Giles gave him some praise off the record afterwards. And clearly just went to Joe Malloy's head. He just said whatever he wanted because you reach kind of the top of the mountain when you get praise from John Giles. Isn't that right?
Yeah. I've never been anywhere near the top of that particular mountain.
No, no. I'm backtracking slightly here. The last point was like Conor McGregor used some fairly inappropriate language and John Giles said the drop the F-bomb. Like... They're not that, really that comparative
wasn't, that
things.
That wasn't the point. That wasn't the point. That wasn't the point.
Okay. I don't want to misrepresent anybody.
Hardly, no, we're misrepresenting the point there.
He said that we kind of talk up trash talk and then...
we're hypocrites, basically, and that actually all trash talk is bad, not just trash talk you like.
Not having that.
That's another wormhole that we're... although Dave's here, so he's never seen a wormhole he doesn't like.
Can we just put long bleeps across this entire...
No, what? I think long segment. Silent pauses. It's been what? Another week of learnings and Off the Wall. There you go.
Jesus.
Send us... I meant a content wormhole. Send us your suggested work-ons to...
This is a new low.
No, we can cut that last couple of minutes. It's been another week of learnings right here on Off the Ball. Send us your suggested work-ons to offtheballbag@offtheball.com. Up next, Friday Night Racing.
Off the Ball.
Bag.
Off the Ball.
On News Talk. In association with the Air Sport app, allowing you to cast your favourite sporting action from your tablet or mobile phone straight to your TV.